This year, we've heard more about soccer than maybe ever in the U.S. More than 26 million people in the U.S. watched the World Cup in Brazil, so it got a lot of attention, and we're just about to get hit with more soccer here in Michigan. Two of the biggest teams in professional soccer are going to be playing in the big house at the University of Michigan. Manchester United and Real Madrid will be playing on August 2nd in Ann Arbor. Joining me now is Andy Markovitz. He teaches political science at the University of Michigan and has written widely about soccer. So tell me, why is this happening? These two big European teams coming here, why are they playing here?
Oh, it has everything to do with marketing. These are global brands. Manchester United was just wooed away from Nike by Adidas for a 10-year contract, which I think exceeds over $1 billion. It represents General Motors. I mean, these are global brands, and they're playing for the brand. That's why you have them here. And I'm, of course, absolutely ecstatic to see in my lifetime my beloved Manchester United playing on my beloved big house. I mean, this is a dream.
Best of two worlds coming
together
for you.
Unbelievable. These two worlds really of holy proportion, adoring both, and these two different cultures, different languages actually meeting in this one ground. So it's amazing.
So with the World Cup and all the excitement about it, do you think it's made a real shift in U.S. interest in soccer?
It's a gradual shift, and the shift has been going on since actually the 1970s, and then with an additional gear in the 1990s, and this is another gear. But there's a huge difference between World Cup and soccer. Millions of Americans follow the World Cup, and that does not mean that they follow the New York Red Bulls playing against New England or the San Jose Earthquakes or the New England Revolution. I mean, those are two different things, although they're related. And no question, soccer has gained immense popularity in the United States, even though the World Cup within that has an extra space which regular soccer does not have.
There's speculation that this might set attendance records for a soccer match in the U.S. We all know Michigan Stadium's big enough, but are there enough fans to break a record?
Oh, absolutely. I'm really expecting 109,000.
Oh, pack it then.
Yeah. This is like the Winter Classic, which I attended as well. And these are really
Michigan, by the way, a hockey, of course. Yeah, that's a hockey game this
year. Between the Red Wings and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Obviously for clearly commercial reasons, but one should also not forget that this gives the University of Michigan a global forum which is second to none. I mean, everybody in Europe is writing me, and this is a huge thing that these two mega clubs are playing at the University of Michigan.
Manchester United and Real Madrid will play on August 2nd at the Big House at the University of Michigan. Thanks very much, Andy Markovitz. Appreciate the time, and good luck to your team.
Thank you very much for having me.